Hi, everyone. Welcome to SweatNet, the amazing podcast where we share stories of amazing women living in our communities. I'm your host, Seal, and today my guest is April Simpkins. She is mom of Miss USA, fitness enthusiast, runner, entrepreneur, wife, mother of six, y'all, encourager, supporter, Christian, and friend. Welcome to the show, April.
Thank you. It's still hard for me to even believe that I have six children. Seriously.
My head just trying to wrap around that. And then I can't wait to talk about later to talk about your kids and all they're doing.
Yeah.
But first, I want to start with, did you always dream of having a big family and being an entrepreneur?
I did not. As a matter of fact, when I was growing up, I was adamant that I was not going to have any children. I just felt like I just wanted to be about me. And then I had Paige, who was my oldest, and like, I fell in love. Like, I felt like this is my calling. And so then came Chesley and oops, here's Asa, you know? And then next thing I knew, I had a big family. And what's really funny is when I think about my six children, I don't think of it as a big family. I just name them off in my head and think, you know, it's just us. But you let me hear someone who has four kids and I'm like, oh my God, four kids, that's so many. How do you manage?
You have six.
Yeah, it wasn't something that was planned by design. And then I married my husband, David. We've been married now for about 15 years. And David didn't have any children. He had never been married before. And he said he wanted, you know, he'd like to have a child. So it was like, okay, well, let's dust off this uterus and see what we can make happen. And I had the older four, and then, you know, we had two more, and it's been really cool. It's been really exciting. I love it. And I did not plan to be an entrepreneur. I didn't really know much about entrepreneurship growing up. I didn't have any family that I could model after. I come from a family of very hard workers, but it was always, you know, go to school, get an education, get a good job, and, you know, work until you retire. Like, that was what I was taught from a very young age. But I fell in love with helping employers through human resources. And I thought to myself, I wonder if there's a way to just make this my own, to make this a job, because I love doing it so much. So, you know, I stepped out on faith. I mean, I got into human resource consulting before the internet is what it is. I was Google. You know, employers would come to me and ask a question, and I had to do the research and come back with an answer. And I stepped out and started my business and have been extremely fortunate. I've got now three businesses. I sold one last year and now have just the two, and I absolutely love it. Love it.
That's amazing. I was really intrigued by that, because, and this kind of rolls into my next question, is like, oh my gosh, so you have this big family that you're managing, and then you're managing businesses as an entrepreneur. Like, how do you stay balanced and make time for yourself?
I learned to prioritize myself. I encourage others to make yourself a priority, not the afterthought, not the after I've done for everyone else, then I'll get to me, maybe. But I prioritize my health, my fitness, my faith, my family. I start there and then kind of work things in around it. So it doesn't mean that I don't value my work, because I absolutely love my work. But it just means that I'm going to make sure I've taken care of myself so that I can support my work and I can support my family. So I don't really think of it as balance. I think of it as prioritizing. And sometimes that shifts and changes. You know, sometimes I have to travel for work and I have to see that my family is taken care of. And sometimes I'm taking vacation with my family. I have to see that things within my work are taken care of. But it really boils down to, for me, prioritizing myself and not viewing that as being selfish.
Okay, I think that's amazing. And I think that that's something that all women like struggle with. Okay, but if I go work out, but I need to go do this. But if you do the workout, then you'll be prepped and ready and prepared to do what you need to do for your family.
That is so true.
And that's an important selfish thing to be good with.
That's the key, is to be okay with that. And, you know, I'm very particular about the voices in my head. And sometimes I will talk about that. But, you know, the voices in my head tell me it's okay to take care of me. And I won't allow someone to move me away from that messaging. So I don't listen to, you know, people or programs or posts or anything that deems that selfish. You know, she should be with her children. Well, you know, sometimes it's okay for my kids to go with their dad to an event and me to stay home and just relax. Like, that's okay. It's not taking away from my children or their experience. It's making sure that I'm taking care of myself too. And that's really important.
I so love that. And I love that we're talking about this because this is real. Like, this is real as it gets. Okay, so I'm going to move into, since we're talking about working out, when did you start working out? And then what is your primary motivation? Because now I see you on IG, on Instagram, like posting and on Facebook, like it's daily. So when did this all start for you?
So interestingly enough, I was an athlete when I was in school. I ran track myself. And so, you know, and before that, I was a tomboy. Like, I have an older brother, and my mom, like many mothers, would tell my brother that he had to have me tag along. And so my brother would smile when my mom said that. But the minute we got outside, he was like, you better keep up. You know, I'm not waiting on you kind of thing. So I had to get in there and play like the fellas from a very young age. And as I got older, I really valued that athleticism because it allowed me a measure of freedom to do some of the things that I like to do. You know, it wasn't until I had baby number 6 that I got into running. And I was never a hardcore athlete in my, you know, most of my 20s and 30s. You know, I would get out and walk here and there. I might lift a 5-pound weight, but I was not trying to pump iron. But after I had baby number 6, I had my 6th child when I was in my 40s, and your body does not bounce back. My body didn't the same way it did in my 20s. And so, you know, I found myself here at home and trying to figure out how to get my body to a place where it just felt good. So I threw the kids in a stroller, took off for a walk, and that really got me into working out. And then I started, you know, gotten into lifting and doing other things, and it just feels good. And I think, you know, my motivation for that, I'm now in my 50s, and my motivation is that I want my body to be functional as you to age. And that is the single most important motivator for me. I want to be able to play on the floor with my kids. I want to ride bicycles with the family. I want to kayak with my husband. I want to hike with my daughters. And the only way to keep my body functional is to keep it fit. And that is my motivation.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me say amazing, because no one looking at you would know that you're in your 50s, know that you have 6 children. It's mind blowing, but you do the work. Like, sister, you do the work. That's all I'm saying. Like, you're consistent. I see you. I see your posts every day, and it's real. Like, you're as real as it gets, and such an example and such an inspiration for women, because the struggle that women face when you hit your 40s, that's when it kind of really starts to shift and change because of hormones and all the things that your body's going through. Thank you.
Thank you. Something interesting is, as I got older, and I am so adamant about getting my physical every year and really talking openly and honestly to my physicians. And I remember talking to my doctor as I was approaching 50 and listening to him talk about all the changes my body was about to go through, that it's going to respond the same. You know, your metabolism is naturally going to drop. And I became very intentional. So my personality, I went searching for women who were in my age group that I could pattern after, women who were in their 50s, going, you know, in their 60s. And I did not locate that many when I went through Instagram. And so I thought, you know, if I'm struggling with this, maybe other women are too. And if I can motivate them, then I'm going to just put it out there. So I would do my Instagram post, no makeup, my hair looks like I'm out of bed, my eyelashes falling off. I mean, it just didn't matter. I just thought, you know what, I'm going to be really real, and hopefully I'll motivate other women like me who are in their 50s who just think that this is not possible. I hope that they then see that the consistency makes a difference and it's possible.
Well, it's on point. It's so on point for right now. It's so on point for women, I think, in general, to have examples and women that are leading the way.
Yes.
I know for myself, same thing. I'm in my mid-40s and I work out hard. I beast mode. I love it. I went through premenopause at 36. So my hormones and everything shifted and changed, and I've had to learn. So having these open conversations and having women to look to, it's awesome. So all I can say is thank you for what you're doing. Keep doing it because it's needed. And it's motivation and inspiration for me. So I just really appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, you look amazing as well. While you're fangirling me, let me fangirl you. You look amazing.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely amazing.
Okay. So I know that you've done marathons and I don't know how many you've done. How many marathons have you completed?
I've done a ton of halves. I've only done one marathon, which was New York last November.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So do you have another goal in mind? Like, you've done a marathon, half marathons running. Do you have something else in mind for yourself?
I do. Interestingly enough, I want to get a triathlon under my belt for a number of reasons. I think my primary motivation is that I'm not a swimmer. I could probably beat the water enough to get to shore if I had a life vest on, but I'm just not a swimmer. And the fact that I am not, but my children are, makes me want to be a strong swimmer. And so I feel like setting that as a goal is going to push me out of my comfort zone and force me to learn something that I've almost avoided most of my adult life. So I think trying to get a triathlon under my belt, that's my next goal.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Because that's been kind of the thing in the back of my head, like, okay, what's next? What are we going to do?
You know, it's so funny. Like my two younger boys who are 11 and 12 swim like fish, and their dad would take them, my husband, to the Y to go swimming all the time. And the three of them, it was like the thing they did because they knew that, all I was going to do was sit around and watch the bags. And so I could just stay home and do something else that entertained me. So I had no idea how like good their swimming was becoming until one day we went to a friend's pool and she's like, it's kind of got the deep end. And one of my boys went to jump in the deep end. I almost flipped out. I was like, gosh, what is he doing? And I'm telling my husband, get in the water. And they're all looking at me like I have 20 heads. And he's like, they can swim just fine. And I think at that point I thought, okay, I've got to learn how to swim. I've got to figure this out. So that's my goal.
But I love that you're stretching yourself to something that is outside of your comfort zone or outside of something that you've done before. And I think that's what living is all about. So again, like another inspiring thing is that you don't just settle for what you know.
Right. Gotta grow. You gotta grow. And interestingly enough, I'd never planned to run a full marathon. That was off the plate for me. I would do a half marathon and I was good with that. But when I turned 50, I had this birthday party, and at the party, my husband set up this really cool blackboard with neon chalk, and all of my friends, the guests at the party, had to write something on the board that I had to try. I had to say yes. Whatever they put up there, it was going to be a yes. And so the board sits in my home office, and one of the things on that board, written by my daughter, Miss USA, was run a marathon. And I just thought, doggone it. So I said, well, if I'm going to run one, it's going to be like an iconic marathon. And that's what made me pick New York. So I trained and I did it.
I love that. And I love that you're like, okay, well, I have to do it. It's up there. Like, I didn't pick this. Like, I didn't do this.
Exactly. Someone put on their climb Mount Kilimanjaro and I'm like, as soon as they get bathrooms and showers, dude, I'm in,
That's awesome. I love that. Okay. Well, you just gave us a hint, but what is it like being the mom of Miss USA?
Oh my gosh.
For a minute. Chesley.
It is so easy. Chesley was just here. She just left not too long ago. When I look at all of my children, I am totally not surprised at where they are in life, because I think like any mom, if you really watch your children, watch what they gravitate towards, they are really sending you messages and how to support them because this is the passion. And so with Chesley, when I competed in pageants, and this was like decades ago, I competed in a Mrs. pageant, And I won, like almost to my surprise, I won because I was totally not prepared. I did not grow up doing pageants. As a matter of fact, let me digress. My cousins who were very close to me, like my brothers, they all knew that I was a tomboy. So when I told them that I won a pageant, they literally called me a liar. They were like, you? Because I was just such a tomboy. But I digress. So Chesley was there when I was crowned. And it was just, I didn't realize how much she was impacted by that. By that moment and watching me throughout my reign, my whole platform was encouraging parents to volunteer at their children's schools. So I took her with me and I would speak at different schools and talk about the importance of parental involvement. And she would try on my crown. I think for Halloween that year, she wore my sash and crown. Like she was a beauty queen. So, you know, it wasn't far off the mark, but when she went to school, she was captain of the cheer squad, but she was also captain of the track team and the beta club, and she went to undergrad, really no pageants. And then she hit law school and got bit by the pageant bug, and I was there for her for every single pageant. So it didn't surprise me that she was advancing. She took her losses, but would come back. But when we went to Reno, when she was competing for Miss USA, I turned into totally a pageant mom. And I was watching all the blogs, all the predictions. I didn't even know who these people were. But 2 weeks in, I could quote them. I could tell you how they were scoring. Like, but I would never share with Chesley. I don't want to freak her out. But not a single one of them had Chesley even in the top 20. Like, they just did. She was this dark horse that no one saw coming. But I knew she was qualified. I knew she was qualified. So we got out to Reno, my husband and I, and the pageant's going, and, you know, they count it down, they narrow it down from 15 to 10, and she's still hanging in there. They get top five, and, you know, my husband and I are looking at each other, we can barely breathe, and then it's down to two, and it's a wonder I didn't pass out, because I could not breathe at that moment. It's just been phenomenal watching her. She literally is the same person. Becoming Miss USA did not change her. It really just kind of amplified who she is as a person. And I love that about her. I think that probably speaks to her maturity. She is the oldest Miss USA to date. It speaks to her education. She's groomed herself. I feel like I shouldn't take any credit for all the work she has put into herself. But it's awesome. It's great.
She's a beautiful person, and you can tell inside and out, like just a beautiful representation, and we're so proud of her here. So, and I've seen things with her on Instagram, and I'm just like fangirling, you know, like, yeah. I just, you know, all of it, just everything that she's already done and what she continues to do for the community. Like, it's just really, it's awesome. And it's awesome to have this conversation with you because, you know, moms play a big role in their kids' lives, and they don't always get acknowledged for, you know, where your kids end up. And so it's nice to talk to you from your perspective and to hear what that was like for you. Yeah. Because I know that had to be such a special moment.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And anytime I think as a parent, you see your children reaching their own goals. You can't help but bust your buttons and be proud of them and happy for them. All of my children, literally all six of them, are just amazing people. They really are.
No, they're crazy cool because I have to say that TikTok video of your kids and showing their pictures of being athletes is like crazy cool. So can we talk about that? You have like, you know, these amazing house full of athletes. Yes. Like, I want to know what environments. Like, it's got to be a little bit on the competitive side, even for families.
You know what? You would think, but they actually, you know, it's crazy. They are very supportive of one another. Like, fiercely supportive. And I think part of that just comes from being in a big family. And they all participated in sports from a young age. And I could only be so many places. Like my husband and I would go, which, you know, you'd support this one, but the other three have games and other things. And so they would really be supporters of one another. And I think that made our family very close. It's crazy. You know, fitness is like a language around here. Everyone's talking about what they're doing and their speeds and how to work this muscle. And it's just insane. But it's really wonderful. I love every bit of it. It seems like for our family, being a Division I athlete is like Tuesday. I mean, it's just, you know, it happens. And I look at my younger two and sometimes wonder what it must look like through their eyes to see their older siblings so casual. There isn't, they're all humble. You know, there isn't one in the bunch who has a big head or is oversized of their personality. They're all very humble people. And my younger two just look at them like, you know, we're going to so-and-so's game at the stadium. And then Asa, of course, went on to become a professional athlete and played soccer in Australia. And so, you know, Asa would get on WhatsApp and they'd be talking to their brother, you know, 14 hours away, and just incredible.
That's really awesome. Well, is there any advice that you would want to share, like as a mom of all these kids and sports?
I think as, you know, especially as a mom of solid athletes, it's insane. I would say that there are several things. I have never made winning the pinnacle, but growth and learning is the pinnacle. And so even if my children's team didn't win, there was still winning for them if they met their goal. If they feel like they played their best game, then that for me was everything. And I encourage them to understand that that is what this is about. This is about growth for yourself and for your team. And so I would definitely encourage parents to not always put the value of the trophy as, you know, your child's value as an athlete. It is not about that. It is really about what they set for themselves and what they achieve for themselves. And everyone isn't great in every sport. My children, each of them have done multiple sports. I would say out of all six of my children, two of them are what I would probably refer to as natural athletes. They can really move into any single sport, from archery to bowling to anything, and really master that. But every kid isn't that. And so taking that individual child at their own merit, crucial to their happiness and their own self-esteem, in my opinion. And so I would even say to moms who have children who are athletes, and dads too, but I speak mostly to the moms, be an athlete yourself. I think you are able to support your children when they can also support you. And everyone doesn't have to be a runner. You can walk and still take care of yourself. But when your children see that you value being fit and health, they value it even more. And so I would absolutely encourage moms to be active.
100%. You have said every bit, I think, of how I feel as a mom too, and how I feel about fitness and health and being the example. Like, you're not just an example on Instagram or Facebook or people in your, you know, outside your circle. You're the leader in your home with that.
Yes.
You're leading the way. And that's 100% on point. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for saying
and I'll tell you something else that's really interesting. When you are an athlete yourself, it changes how you behave in the kitchen. It changes the food that you buy, the foods that you eat, what you encourage your children to eat, because you as an athlete will know how it affects your body. It's going to affect their body the same way. So I noticed as I got more into fitness, my entire family, you know, the older ones aside, but my entire family ate differently, thought about food differently, thought about eating habits differently. And so to your point, I think the moms that charge.
Yeah. My son Jonathan, he's been the same way, like his whole life. Like, and it wasn't that you make this big announcement and that you, like, you know, talk about the nutrition labels and you go into this
right.
thing. It's just little changes and doing things, and kids watch and pay attention. And
even
as teenagers, they watch and pay attention. Like,
I agree.
Think they always follow it. Like, they always follow our lead. So yeah, I couldn't agree more with all of that.
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you we're moving past your family now, and this is back to you.
Okay.
Do you have I know for me, there's like, if I have my hoodie on and I have my Beats on and I'm, you know, that's kind of like my zone for the gym. What's yours? Is there a song? Is there a quote? Is there clothing you have to wear that you're like, beast mode, let's go?
So funny you say that. So I, you know, I dub myself almost a runner first because I just love running. And one of the reasons I strength train is to help me with running, right? It helps me with endurance. And so when I go running, I've got my same playlist. I've probably had the same playlist for like 5 years. I'll add maybe one song or something, and that's it. And honestly, if my children heard the music on my playlist, they would blush because I need hardcore, really motivating. Like, my children would literally blush. I'm talking from Cardi B on down. It is on my playlist. So yeah, I have to have that. When I'm in the gym, when I go to my CrossFit class, my husband bought me these gloves. I think they're called like bearskin or something along that line. But, you know, I'm like a boxer when I put those things on. I'm going through all kind of process to get on my hands, squeeze my fist open and close a few times. And I don't know, something about doing that makes me feel like I can lift this weight. You know, I've got these cool gloves on. It's kind of funny. But I think my husband sees like my whole countenance change. I go strolling in there with my bottle of water and my little bag and drop my bag and put my gloves on and I'm punching the air. So I think those two things probably, I won't do CrossFit without it, and I will not run anywhere without my music going.
I think that's what's so funny is like, this is the one question I've been asking everybody that's in fitness, because I'm like, I know for me, it's a game changer. You put on the right song, girl, and it's on. Like, it's over.
Absolutely. And some of the music that I have, and this is the excuse that I use, right? Some of the music that I have, just the beat and cadence, I know when I run to that beat, I'm doing a 9-minute mile, you know, or if I'm running to this beat, I'm doing a 10-minute mile. So I do like that about it. At least that's the story I'm going with. I do like that about listening to some songs that
right. We'll stick with that. We'll leave it with that. Well, as we wrap up, I just wanted to give you the opportunity, if there was anything else on your heart that you felt led to share with the women that are listening.
Yes, I think it's really important for us as women to learn to be our own cheerleaders, to first develop all of those words of encouragement, your own platitudes in your head, and recite them. It is so important to learn to lift your own self up. I would also say to any woman, before you start any kind of exercise regimen, schedule a time to go see your doctor and have a very open and honest conversation with your physician. I know that before you watch any kind of exercise tape or tutorial, it'll say, you know, talk to your doctor. Take that to heart. Go talk to a doctor about what you're trying to do and do what works for your body. I think that's really important.
It really is. And what an important message to leave us with. And just, again, continuing on, keep doing what you're doing. You're such an inspiration. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
I do want you to tell us where we can find you.
On Instagram, it's April S with an underscore HR. And on Facebook, it's just April Simpkins.
Well, I just thank you again for joining me today on this and sharing your heart and sharing more about who you are. And everyone listening, thank you for joining in, tuning in to SweatNet, Be Amazing Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like it, share it with your friends. For more information about SweatNet, you can go to sweatnet.com. You can also go to their Instagram, their new Instagram, which is SweatNet Charlotte. You can also follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing Podcast.